Welcome to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. I'm June Grosso. Every day we bring you insight and analysis into the most important legal news of the day. You can find more episodes of the Bloomberg Law Podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts. Democrats say Americans have the right to see President Trump's tax returns. They say a 1924 law gives them the power to ask the Treasury Secretary to turn over anyone's tax returns. But Democrats are bracing for an almost certain legal battle. Joining me is George Yan, a professor at the University of Virginia Law School. He was formerly Chief of Staff of Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation. George, tell us a little bit about this 1924 law and if it does what Democrats say.
Hi, Joan. Yes, I'm happy to. In 1924, a series of events, not actually dissimilar to what's going on right now, occurred. For example, the Treasury Secretary was Andrew Mellon, who was reputed to be one of the three wealthiest people in the country, and he continued to own a number of private business interests while he was serving as Treasury Secretary. And questions arose as to whether he had any conflicts of interest between his private business interests and his personal responsibility to the nation. Another issue involved an investigation of various misdeeds on the part of some of the top cabinet officials during that period of time. And in any event, Congress determined that it needed the ability to seek out the tax return information, which prior to that law was exclusively in the hands of the president. So the president prior to 1924 had the sole authority in the country to obtain tax return information and potentially to disclose it to the public. And in 1924, Congress passed this law, essentially giving itself or its committees, certain of its committees, the same authority as a co-equal branch of government.
So the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, has said that he would review the request and respond if required by law, but he hasn't said what legal position he might take. What do you envision happening if he says, no, I'm not turning them over?
Right. So the statute is very clear. It simply says that the committee or the chairman of the tax committees can request anybody's tax information, and it directs the Treasury Secretary to furnish any requested information. There's no excuse or wiggle room that is in the statute. So the statute really gives him no authority whatsoever to refuse a request. That said, I guess it's certainly possible that he will nevertheless say that he's not going to do it. And if he does respond in that way, then it's really up to Congress to decide what, if anything, it wants to do, whether they want to try to enforce their request or whether they just want to back off. If they want to enforce it, probably it's going to end up in court. And then it's just a question of what a court might do in that situation. To my knowledge, this has never occurred. The authority actually has been exercised quite rarely in the 100 years that it's been existed, but every time it has been exercised, I don't know of a single instance when the request has been refused. So we would be on uncharted territory at that point.
Now, President Trump, as a reason for not giving over his taxes, has repeatedly said that he's been under audit by the Internal Revenue Service since 2009. Have you ever seen an audit that lasted a decade, and can Congress just get the IRS to confirm whether or not there is an audit?
Well, those are two very good questions. In terms of the second question, Congress can get that information, although that is tax return information, so Congress would actually have to use this authority to obtain the information. If Congress just kind of willy-nilly wanted to ask somebody at the IRS, they couldn't respond to that without breaking the law. Only if Congress goes through this formal procedure of requesting that information from the Treasury Secretary could they find out whether it's even under audit. In terms of the length of the audit, 10 years does seem like a very long period of time. I have to confess I don't have personal knowledge of any that would have extended that long. I do know that the existing commissioner of the Internal Revenue testified on this point and indicated that, at least in his experience, and he was a longtime practitioner, he had never seen an audit extend for that period of time.
George, are people expecting too much from these tax returns? What kind of things could the committee learn, keeping in mind that Trump has a lot of businesses who have their own finances and returns?
Right. And so I'm assuming that if the committee were to take action, they would seek out not just the personal income tax returns of the president, but also some of his business returns. And those would also be available to the tax committee under this authority. I would think that they would probably seek out some of those, and they would, I would think, choose the most promising businesses that seem to be most potentially involved in some of the issues they want to examine. In terms of what they would find, I don't really know. I think that tax returns may well provide, and particularly the business returns, may well provide helpful clues to begin to untangle some of the issues that have been swirling around for 2 years, conflicts of interest, issues of that nature. But it wouldn't be likely that that the tax return itself would answer all of the questions, but it may, in fact, provide useful leads for further investigation in areas outside of tax returns.
All right, thank you so much. Well, at least we would find out whether or not he's paid taxes over the last decade. Thanks so much for being here. That's George Gianni, professor at the University of Virginia Law School, also formerly chief of staff of Congress's Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation. Thanks for listening to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. You can subscribe and listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts. I'm June Grosso. This is Bloomberg.